Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Allen Derry, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Doc Griggs, and I'm a community medicine doctor and health literacy expert. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health literacy and communications expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know about COVID-19.
You can find more information about this show and our other daily live updates and Q&A show at noisefiltershow.com.
So let's get started.
Nebraskan counties no longer reporting COVID data. In June, Nebraska stopped uploading data to the state COVID dashboard. Now the state's county health officials cannot publish COVID-19 data at all. According to the Lincoln Journal Star, this is because of the state law that prohibits releasing data on communicable diseases that could reveal the identity of any individuals involved. While Nebraska does not have a set benchmark for this, federal safe harbor laws say that any county with fewer than 20,000 residents cannot publish this information. Throughout most of the pandemic, the law was temporarily overwritten by an executive order, but this expired in early August. And because 76 of the state's 93 counties have fewer than 20,000 residents, most of the state can no longer report COVID data at all. This is even affecting counties that do not meet the population benchmark. Some health districts that can cover multiple counties are only able to report on one or few of them. And because of this, one health district had to stop publishing its COVID risk dial. While the state's 17 largest counties make up more than 3/4 of the Nebraskan population, these unrecorded rural counties have lower vaccination rates and are at a higher risk for dangerous outbreaks. While this data could be vital to the state's pandemic response, no officials in Nebraska have come out with a plan to reinstate the executive order. Instead, the state will begin releasing a weekly COVID report through its Department of Health and Human Services, giving some information about cases, hospitalizations, and vaccination rates. COVID resurgence sends more young people to the hospital. As the Delta variant has spread throughout the nation, some doctors working in areas with high COVID rates say they've seen more hospitalizations of patients in the 18 to 36 demographic. As reported by the New York Times, they also seem to be getting sicker faster than young patients did last year. Doctors have described them as younger, sicker, and quicker. Some physicians think that the Delta variant itself is playing a part, but a few studies abroad have found that there is substance to the claim that the variant can cause more severe disease, but no evidence to suggest that it is worse for younger adults. It's also likely that the more severe cases are due to lower vaccination rates among young people. More than 80% of seniors in America are vaccinated, while less than half of those 18 to 39 have been inoculated. The vaccines have been shown to be incredibly effective against more severe illness, a protection many young people are currently going without. There may be another in the list of unique qualities of the Delta variant. In early August, an internal CDC slide deck was leaked, revealing that researchers found Delta to be as contagious as the chickenpox and its effects to be more severe in nearly every demographic. One Baton Rouge infectious disease expert says she thinks it's a new COVID. Over-the-counter drugs affect older people. Most people don't pay much attention to the side effects of over-the-counter medications, especially if you're dealing with allergies or a nagging headache. However, as we get older, we need to start paying a lot more attention to those side effects. According to the Washington Post, while it's important for everyone to follow instructions for over-the-counters, it's essential for older adults. Jeffrey Colgren, an associate professor of internal medicine at the University of Michigan's Institute for Healthcare Policy and Innovation in Ann Arbor, says many seniors consider these over-the-counter medications harmless, but they're drugs, and the older you get, the more susceptible you are to their side effects. It's also important to know that some of the over-the-counters are more appropriate for older adults than for others. Also, over-the-counter drugs you tolerated well in the past can be problematic as you age. The Washington Post provides some guidelines to help individuals make better decisions when choosing an appropriate over-the-counter drug. To ease pain and fever, consider using acetaminophen like Tylenol, as it's the best for most people. For arthritis pain, one option is over-the-counter NSAID gel Voltaren. But be cautious with ibuprofen, naproxen, and other oral non-steroidals, which can cause side effects such as gastrointestinal bleeding with chronic use. For a nagging cough, consider using products such as Mucinex, which thins mucus in your lungs so you can bring it up more easily. Drinking plenty of fluids is also helpful. Be cautious with multi-symptom cold and cough remedies that contain the decongestants phenylephrine or pseudoephedrine. These ingredients are sometimes not advised for older adults because they can drive up blood pressures, affect sleep, and cause urination problems. Also, the antihistamine diphenhydramine, which is also called Benadryl, is often found in over-the-counter nighttime cold and cough medicines, has been linked to dizziness, sleepiness, and cognitive impairment in seniors. Certain over-the-counter cough and cold products also contain acetaminophen, so if you're already taking acetaminophen on your own, you run the risk of an accidental overdose. To reduce allergy symptoms, consider using an over-the-counter steroid nasal spray such as Flonase, Nasacort, or Rhinocort Aqua. A simple saline spray can also help, but be cautious with antihistamines like chlortrimetanone and Tavist, unless your doctor advises it. These often cause sedation, especially in older adults. Avoid Benadryl because it's an anticholinergic, a type of drug that has been linked to higher risk of dementia in older people. For heartburn, consider using an antacid with calcium carbonate, such as Tums or Pepcid, but be cautious with Prilosec or Zegerid. They can lead to low magnesium and vitamin B12 and increase the risk of bone fractures, pneumonia, and serious Clostridium difficile infection if used for long periods. Listeners, encourage your senior loved ones to talk to their doctors about any medications they're on, even if they're on over-the-counters. This new virus is a good thing. After having experienced almost 2 years of a deadly global pandemic caused by a virus, it is very difficult to imagine a scenario where viruses might be useful. However, scientists have discovered a virus that may be beneficial to humans. According to BBC News, scientists working at the Institute of Food Research in Colney, England, said that the Colney virus could potentially treat deadly Clostridium difficile infections. This is also known as C. diff. C. diff bacteria infects the bowel most commonly during a course of antibiotics, which can cause diarrhea, inflammation, and fever. The bacteria has been a major issue for hospitals around the world, and it is hoped that the Colney virus would form part of the treatments to combat C. diff after future research is done. Named after a very small village with a population of only 120 people, the Colney virus is a bacteriophage. That's a type of virus that infects bacteria, and it is also known as a bacteria eater. Phages exist and reproduce by injecting their genetic material into bacteria and using the host's own machinery to construct new viruses inside the cell. They then release enzymes called endolysins that destroy the bacteria's cell wall, which now releases the new viruses. Most importantly, Colney virus bacteriophage doesn't affect other bacterial species that commonly make up the human gut microbiome. Researchers say that the Colney virus could potentially save the lives of so many people affected by C. diff infections. If further research continues to prove that the Colney virus is beneficial to humans, this is one virus that I hope will stick around. Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at Noise Filter on Instagram, Noise Filter NOLA on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to noisefiltershow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving, and remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.